Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor update. The Fairbanks District Attorney's Office has dropped assault charges against an ATV rider who was ordered to the ground by a gun-wielding off-duty corrections officer during a May 29th altercation. Video footage of the incident captured by a GoPro camera mounted on DeVarge Walker's ATV sparked outrage in the community after it was released by local media and went viral on social media. In the video, 31-year-old Walker is seen riding his ATV on a North Pole road with two other riders behind him until they are stopped by 50-year-old Brower as he pulls his truck out of his driveway. Brower stops the truck partway into the road and approaches Walker on foot, grabbing his handlebars while stating, "This isn't a racetrack." A scuffle ensues as Walker pushes and punches at Brower, who refuses to let go of the handlebars. Brower then walks to his truck, retrieves a pistol, and chambers a round as he orders Walker to get on the ground. Brower holds the gun pointed down and next to his leg and repeats the command several times, at one point saying, "Here's my badge." Walker later said he thought Brower was a law enforcement officer and was worried the situation would spiral out of control once Brower showed his gun. District Attorney Gregory Olson said Walker was charged with fourth-degree assault on July 5th after charging documents were submitted to the DA's office alleging Walker made a misdemeanor fear assault on Brower. Olson said in reviewing the police report and the criminal complaint, not the video and audio interviews, it appeared there was probable cause to proceed with the charges. Olson said after watching the video recording and reviewing all available evidence, he concluded that the charge against Mr. Walker was not a matter the DA's office should spend its limited resources to pursue further. Olson said Brower has not been charged, and his involvement in the incident has been referred to the Office of Special Prosecutions. Brower worked at Fairbanks Correctional Center since 2006. He was placed on administrative leave May 30th after the Department of Corrections learned of the incident. Department of Corrections Public Information Officer Megan Edge said he has since left the agency, and his last effective day was July 28th. Edge declined to comment on the circumstances of Brower's departure from the department, citing confidentiality rules. A funding dispute between the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and the borough-owned Interior Gas Utility could be resolved next week. It's one of the points Fairbanks Borough Assembly members heard last night in a briefing. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the Assembly also heard a new contract for Cook Inlet Gas is close to being signed.
Getting natural gas to Fairbanks residents has depended on aligning several entities. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, bought Fairbanks Natural Gas and its parent company, Pentax, and the borough-created Interior Gas Utility to take over those entities. But a recent bill by Alaska's legislature, HB 105, contained language that threw a monkey wrench into that plan by tying up funds. It will take AIDA's board to release those dollars. Last night, AIDA board member Gary Wilkin reassured the assembly of the board's good wishes.
You know, I've learned never to speak for those around me in those positions. So if you're asking me, I think it's a slam dunk.
The AIDA board takes up the matter next week. Gene Terrio, who is helping pursue a long-term Cook Inlet natural gas agreement, also reassured the assembly the Fairbanksons will have access to enough natural gas to meet future demands.
We will have gas for our customers to be able to assure our customers going into the winter that their needs will be met.
Terrio declined to say how close the deal was to being struck or what the terms were, saying the negotiations were too sensitive at the moment. But Terrio says negotiated natural gas prices will be competitive, even given heating oil's low cost. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
It took local firefighters several hours yesterday to control a structure fire on Old Airport Road. University Fire Chief Doug Schrage said the possibility of casualties has not been ruled out. The University Fire Department was dispatched to the fire at about 5:11 p.m., The structure did not have a tenant, and the windows were boarded up, but it has housed a number of gentlemen's clubs over the years under various names. The 49er Club, the Lonely Lady, Showgirls, and the Showboat. The fire was deemed under control at about 7:30 p.m. Schrage said one firefighter was being examined for smoke inhalation. No other injuries were reported. After the blaze was out, Schrage said firefighters would enter the building and search for possible casualties. Firefighters could see a large column of smoke from the university as they headed toward the fire. Upon arrival, they entered the back of the building with hoses, but excess smoke and heat forced them to exit the building. As the fire continued to burn, flames on the rooftop reached well over 10 feet high, and large plumes of black smoke darkened the sky near the building. Firefighters attacked the flames with two aerial water cannons and more hoses at ground level. Eventually, the roof caved in from the rear of the building, making its way forward. Although the fire occurred in the University Fire Department's service area, Fairbanks and Fort Wainwright Fire Departments also responded to the fire, as did the Esther Volunteer Fire Department. The Steese Volunteer Fire Department supplied an ambulance. A work crew from Golden Valley Electric Association cut power to the building. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.